I think all of the readings, all of the antiphons, all of the collects today speak highly of St. John of the Cross. Without going too much into details itself, I do not wish anyone to live his life because it was a very hard life. As one of the companions of St. Teresa of Avila, or Teresa of Jesus, he tried to seek conversion and reformation of the Carmelite orders. And they, both of them, faced a lot of oppositions within their confreres, within the people who took the vows, per se. And as a matter of fact, one part of his life, they locked him up in a tower in a place of darkness, so that he can suffer, so that he would let go. And in that moment of darkness, he encountered God. And this is where we begin to hear the term that come from St. John of the Cross himself, dark nights of the souls. In those darkness, he felt abandoned, rejected, hurt, ignored, wanted to be get rid of by his own confreres, by his own people. A sense of abandonment. The dark nights of the soul really happened to him in a very relational way, in spiritual ways. He thought that, God, why am I doing all of this? And why am I being rejected? And he felt deep within himself at times that he was rejected by God. But he held on. He stayed on. And he chose to love the Lord, even in his dark nights. And we recognize that that even in the darkest of nights, light is always there. And that's why I said in the beginning, I don't wish this upon anyone, because I don't think many of us are able to endure it. But may we learn from St. John of the Cross of what we have heard in the gospel reading. Just like John the Baptist, to be humble, to know that that it is the Lord that we are pointing to. It is the Lord that we love. It is the Lord that we follow. It is the Lord that we prepare the way. And even from the first reading, from the book of the prophet of Isaiah, we recognize that the Lord speaks through the prophet. Even when you're like worms or like maggots, when you're small, and nobody recognize you, nobody really care about you, I love you, I will redeem you, I will save you. May we recognize that even in our darkest time, our hardest trial, it is the Lord who always seek us, who love us. Therefore, I'll end my homily today by asking and inviting you, just like what the entrance antiphon say, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, to which the world hath been crucified to me, and I to the world. And may we learn from St. John of the Cross, who hath dedicated himself to perfect self-denial and the love of the cross. And so I invite each and every one of us to recognize that even if we're struggling with our faith right now, even if we feel like God is not with us, recognizing that we have the examples of the saints, especially St. John of the Cross today, who have given us and who have taught us and through his life given us the example that even in the darkest of nights, God is always there and he will never abandon us.